Joined now by Jillian Fellows from Go Fish Digital. Jillian, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So I want to talk about the survey that you recently did in regards to spoiled grandchildren. It's kind of interesting. And where does Minnesota rank amongst all the other states in regards to spoiled grandkids?
Yeah, sure. So Minnesota actually ranked number 10 for the most spoiled grandchildren in the country. It had a three-way tie, however, with Illinois and Kentucky.
Okay, so what went into this? How did you determine, whether or not we had spoiled grandkids here or other places?
Yeah, so the team at Coventry Direct, which is a life insurance policy company, actually surveyed 3,200 people across the U.S., so within all states, and they basically asked grandchildren to rate their grandparents based on the amount that they spoiled them. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, how much have your grandparents spoiled you in your lifetime? And then they compiled those results and then created an average rating for each state. So, obviously, Minnesota fell into the top 10 states, and grandchildren here rated their grandparents 3.1 out of 5. So, pretty spoiled on the list.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. So, this is just based on how kids feel about their grandparents, and that's probably a good thing, right? I mean, I'm guessing grandkids want to be spoiled.
I think so, but sometimes they can be spoiled with the wrong things, or maybe what they don't want to be spoiled with. If you're anything like my grandparents, sometimes I come home with treats that may be not ideal, but yeah, these grandchildren certainly should appreciate their grandparents. National Grandparents Day is coming up this Sunday, so we thought it would be a great kind of study just to see where grandparents are spoiling their children the most.
Are grandparents supposed to be spoiling their grandkids?
With love and kindness and support, and then sometimes with material things. In the survey, we found that grandparents are giving cars. 10% of Generation Z said their grandparents had bought them a car. And 48% of Americans expect their grandparents to give them money. And 58% of Americans also said that their grandparents spoil them with food that their parents wouldn't. So we got grandparents spoiling in all sorts of ways. But I think the best way to spoil grandchildren is with love.
Right, and that doesn't cost anything. So, like you were talking about, as far as getting money, getting a car, I mean, that seems like that's a little much. And the whole giving the grandkids food that the parents wouldn't give, that seems like that's been going on a long time in regards to grandparents.
Yeah, sometimes food that their parents wouldn't give in a good or a bad way. We had a survey respondent say that the worst gift their grandparents have ever given them is a can of black olives. She told their grandmother, "I liked them one time, and I got a can for all my birthdays after that." So certainly some food on the list that maybe you shouldn't be spoiled with.
Yeah, some treats. And olives don't seem like that would necessarily be a treat. Usually it'd be candy and things like that. I would assume that grandparents, at least that's my experience with my parents spoiling my kids.
Yeah. My grandparents would take me to McDonald's when my parents wouldn't, and we kind of keep that on the down low.
Right. Right. Yeah. Don't tell your parents about what we're doing here. Are grandparents, responsible for kind of the upbringing of the kids as well, the grandkids?
I think that they definitely can be. A lot of respondents said that they don't talk to their parents, grandparents a lot. About 13% said that they rarely, maybe once a year, talk to their grandparents. So it's certainly not seeming like grandparents are always in everyone's lives. But 25% of respondents said that their grandparents talk to them at least once a week. So, those grandparents are definitely raising or in help raising their grandchildren.
Jillian, do you know if the grandparents in Minnesota are more involved in their grandkids' lives than, say, other locations in the U.S.?
I can't tell you for sure, but it seems like if they're rating so high for one of the grandchildren, we could maybe assume that they're a bit more involved than, you know, 40 other states. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I would assume that would have been the case, just knowing how, you know, families tend to stay around the area. And what you were talking about is, you know, talking to your grandparents like once a year. That seems like that might be a trend that's not necessarily a good trend.
No. Well, I guess maybe the grandparent doesn't want to talk to their grandchildren but once a year, but certainly got to put in the time to talk to your grandparents' kids, call them up, tell them that you love them, especially with National Grandparents Day this weekend. You know, send them a nice card. Grandparents love to hear from their grandchildren. I know that it makes my grandparents' day when they hear from me. Yeah,
so definitely reach out on Sunday, especially if you're, you know, older, as a, you know, even a text message. Grandparents, a lot of times they understand, they can go and relate with that, or, you know, your grandparent, you know, if that's something that they want. But, you know, the good old fashioned phone call, that's not a bad thing either, is it?
It's not. It's hard for people to visit their grandparents. From the survey, we found that 57% of Americans live more than an hour away from their grandparents. So it's not always possible to go ahead and see your grandparents on, you know, National Grandparents Day, but a text, a Snapchat if they're, you know, with the times, maybe a TikTok if they're on that. I don't know how far grandparents are going on social media, but there's certainly options to wish them a happy Grandparents Day.
Yeah, I think TikTok might be pushing it a little bit. Facebook, maybe? Yeah, kind of depends.
Facebook.
Yeah, you know.
Right,
you know,
on their wall.
Yeah, right, exactly. That might be a way to do it. Anything in regards to this survey, Jillian, we haven't touched on, you wanted to bring up?
I don't believe so. We have a hilarious list of the worst gifts grandparents have ever given you. And I'll read a few of those because they're kind of funny. We have a life-size concrete goose. A necklace with a peacock on it, Hannah Montana merch, and nose hair clippers. Those are some of the worst gifts that grandchildren have been spoiled with.
Do you have any recollections of a bad gift that you were given by a grandparent?
I certainly think that they'll catch on if I said that I liked one thing, that they would spoil me with that one thing, maybe after I grew out of the stage. So for me, it was old watches that my Pepe would collect on eBay. So I had bags and bags of old unworking watches that he thought that I loved. And I loved them because they came from him.
Right. Yeah. You know, I still remember as a kid that I hated sweaters, but yet my grandparents would give me sweaters and I was never going to go and tell them I hated them. But to this day, I will not wear sweaters. Because I was forced to wear sweaters when I was a kid because my grandparents would always buy me sweaters and it was impolite to not wear what they gave you.
Yeah, yeah. And when they go on and they just always get the same type of thing, it's kind of hard to tell them in retrospect that you did not want 10 years worth of gifts. It can kind of be brutal. So.
Right, yeah.
Take your gifts with a smile because they love you.
Exactly. Their heart was in the right place, no doubt about it. Jillian, exactly. If people do want to take a look at the survey, where online can they find it?
They can find it at the Coventry Direct website. So that's coventrydirect.com/blog/spoiling-grandkids-by-state. And you should find a full map of the states that are the most and least spoiled and some of those hilarious gifts at the bottom of the blog. So yeah, go check that out and check out the Coventry website.
Excellent. Very good. Jillian, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining me. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
That's Jillian Fellows, Go Fitch Digital, joining us here on WJON, talking about spoiling grandkids. And I'm going to give you the link on our website a little bit later on this morning if you want to go and find out more about that survey. Look for this story then at WJON.com later on, plus my conversation with Jillian that you just heard. Or if you just joined us late, maybe you'll hear the entire conversation then if you missed part of it.